Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is useful language for elementary students. Today, we are going to practice giving directions or giving directions. Directions or directions. When we give directions, we use the imperative. From the verb to go, the imperative form is go in the affirmative and don't go in the negative. You shouldn't use the subject because it is the imperative, okay? The present simple is like this, but with a subject. Anyway, we use sentences with it's, it is, it's somewhere, it's opposite you, it's nearby. We use also sentences like that's the post office. Sometimes we use the modal auxiliary for obligation, which is have to. So we say you have to take the train to Madrid. You have to take the train to Madrid. Or in the negative, you don't have to. You don't have to. You should at least know very well how to use go straight on, go straight on, turn right, turn right, turn left, take the first on the right, take the first on the right, take the second on the left, take the second on the left, take the third on the right, take the third on the right, take the fourth on the left, take the fourth on the left. And also the questions that I am going to say in this episode and the prepositions. Here is an example for a monologue at the elementary level. I'm going to explain how to get from the language school to the train station. Go straight on and take the second on your right. That's the main street in this town. It's called Calle Madrid. Then go straight on and on and on until you see a fountain called La Cibelina. It's like the Cibeles, Cybele. It's a goddess. It's like the Cibeles fountain in Madrid, but smaller and uglier. It's like the Cibeles fountain in Madrid, but smaller and less beautiful. Then turn left and go straight on. You'll see the train station opposite you at the end of that street. You can't miss it. Okay, and another example of a monologue giving directions, okay, for elementary students is this. I'm going to explain how to get to Cibeles from my house. Go straight on, then turn right. Go straight on until you see a roundabout. Keep on, straight on. Then turn left at the traffic lights. You'll see the train station. Take the train to Madrid. There are trains every 10 minutes. The ticket is €1.35. The return ticket is double, and you can also buy 10 journeys. That's €7.40. The journey is about 20 minutes. When you get to Atocha, train station, leave the station and look for the bus stop closest to the botanical gardens. Take the 27 bus. When you see the Cibeles fountain, a woman in a chariot pulled by lions, get off. You can't miss it. Okay, well, the prices have gone up this year. I think a one-way ticket is €1.50 now. Okay, so everything is a little bit more expensive. Anyway, these are two examples of monologues. And now I'm going to read more useful language and you can repeat, okay? Alternatives to go straight on in real life. In real life, people say go down this street go down this street, or go up this street, go up this street. Or they also say, go ahead, or keep going along this street, keep going along this street. Then there are different questions. If you're doing a dialogue, you can use two different questions like, how can you get from the language school to the train station, for example? How can you get from the language school to the train station? You is not you. You is impersonal. Impersonal. Like when we say, how do you say? How do you say you is impersonal? Okay? So how can you get? How can you get to the train station is not you. It is impersonal. But if you like, you can say, how can I get? How can I get to the train station? How can I get from my house to the train station? Let's practice another. How can I get from your house to Cibeles? How can I get from your house to Cibeles? Here we don't say, how can you get from your house to Cibeles? Because this sentence is very personal. Your house is very personal. So we cannot use you for impersonal. We have to say, how can I get from your house to Cibeles? Okay? More useful language. Where can I find an ATM? Where can I find an ATM? ATM is automatic teller machine. A teller is the person who works in a bank and gives you the money. The automatic teller is the machine. Okay? So, an ATM is an automatic teller machine. It's outside the bank, also inside. Another, when you get to the bridge, and then you use an imperative. When you get to the bridge, turn right. When you get to the station, turn left. Whatever, okay? A very easy question is, where is the post office? Where is the post office? You should practice this question. Another sentence. Go straight on and go past the roundabout. Go past the roundabout. You should be good at saying this. Excuse me, I'm lost. Excuse me, I'm totally lost. Excuse me, I'm totally lost. Another question you can practice is, how can I get to the airport? How can I get to the airport? Or how can I get to the airport from here? How can I get to the airport from here? Or how can I get to the airport from Atocha? Or from Atocha station? Then, could you tell me the way the Doors, the band, I don't know if you know the Doors, they are very popular. The Doors have a song that says, could you tell me the way to the next whiskey bar? I'm not going to sing it. So, could you tell me the way to the nearest pharmacy? Could you tell me the way to the nearest pharmacy? Pharmacy or chemists? Pharmacy or chemists? Although in the United States, they have painkillers. In drugstores, you know. In each country, they sell drugs in different places, okay? So in the States, they sell drugs also in the drugstore. Though the drugstore is similar to... It's a mixture of a newsagents, and a pharmacy, really, okay? And a stationery shop. It's a mixture of all that. Could you tell me the way to the nearest pharmacy? Or could you tell me the way to the nearest chemists? An important word you should learn is painkillers. I need some painkillers. Painkillers. If you have a headache, or if you have a toothache, or whatever, you can use painkillers. Okay? Another sentence is, it's across the street. It's across the street. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. Or, it's round the corner. It's round the corner. It's opposite the station. It's opposite the station. Opposite is enfrente de. It's not in front of. Though sometimes you can use them both. It's past the supermarket. It's past the supermarket. It's next to a clothes shop. It's next to a clothes shop. There is a bakery just opposite the station. There is a bakery just opposite the station. There is a boutique nearby. There is a boutique nearby. Is there a restaurant nearby? Is there a restaurant nearby? Or, is there a restaurant near here? Is there a restaurant near here? Nearby is an adverbial, and near is a preposition. So, the preposition needs something else, like the famous British chocolate after 8, okay? After 8, because after is a preposition, it is después de. But if we say and then and later, we can use the adverbial afterwards. And afterwards, but never after, on its own, alone, no. Okay, well, I'm including three different listenings for you to practice listening. One is real English in the United States, asking for directions. Another is real English in the UK, asking for directions. Actually, they are in London. And the last one is just a traditional listening exercise, okay, by the BBC. And it's also useful. So now, practice. Have a nice day.